Welcome to Knights of Roleplay, an adventuring podcast. This is an actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Royalty-free music provided by Kevin MacLeod, Michael Gelfie Studios, Plate Mill Games, and Tabletop Audio. And now, to adventure. Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Knights of Roleplay. I'm DM Chris. As our adventure begins, the date is Chargaroth 19th, 3252 AD. You've traveled for 3 days from the capital city of Shakar on the island continent of Iador to an area located deep within the cold, snowy lands of White Province. You were sent by Ophelia, a young clairvoyant and telepath who shares your Dragonclaw birthmark. Her visions have indicated something of great importance in an excavated pit in White Province, something she believes will help stop the rule of the Dragonborn Council. After battling some snow zombies, you begin investigating the mysterious structure in the ice. You are in the first room, a large dome chamber with a tall humanoid statue in the center. You have just opened a door to a hallway. How would you like to proceed?
Not it.
Well, you always have to be the first one to talk.
Did we pick east or west? Out of curiosity.
I had picked west.
Yes, Sarah had chosen west.
I opened the westward door. Okay. To the west wing, if you will.
And Sarah, you have light, right?
I do. I think I cast light. Well, I had originally done it on one of my shards, which is now long gone. But I will pull out another. I will produce another shard.
Okay.
From myself. I will shard myself.
Aqua keeps sharding.
And do that
herself.
In public.
And hold it. You know, kind of like a flashlight, like Mulder and Scully. X-Files style.
Do you need some paper, by any chance?
Paper?
You said you sharded yourself.
So. That went right over my crystalline head. Like a freaking skateboard park. So I will produce another shard and kind of use it like a glow stick with my light cantrip. So with this doorway open, I think we should proceed. I will take up the lead, I suppose, since I seem to be the one with the light source.
Very good, my crystalline friend.
Sounds
you
good.
Take point.
Are you making a joke about the sharp nature of my edges?
Absolutely not. I would never call you edgy.
At least I'm sharper than your wit. She just continues to walk forward.
Okay, marching order.
Wow.
Andy with the dad jokes.
My name is Andy with the dad jokes.
I'm going to go hang out with Liliana while you guys play some.
So I'll probably go third. I don't know which of you
I
two wants to be second.
Towards
forward.
The front too. She's got high passives.
Okay, so that will bring our scaly friend up at the rear.
Ladies.
Damn it.
He's like, I really wanted to stare at that crystal ass.
Ba-dum-ba.
I imagine she doesn't wear much for clothes either. So
only about 30 feet down that hallway. You see that essentially you're kind of at a T intersection, but the T goes straight down in front of you and straight ahead. So you're sort of in the top right part of the T.
And, not visualizing.
So you're walking down this hallway.
Mm-hmm. So it's then, like and, a down and then, ramp.
And then the hallway suddenly stops.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like there's like a pit right in front of you.
Okay.
It goes straight down. But about 30 feet across from there, the hallway continues. So there's like a 30-foot pit in the hallway that goes straight down.
Okay, it's just like a shaft. That just
it's a shaft. It's basically a shaft that goes straight down. Or you can try to get 30 feet across.
So we either traverse or we fall.
There are thin walkways that sort of like spiral down these shafts. They're not exactly stairs. I mean, you're pretty sure that whoever has been here and exploring this area before you, which could be any number of different groups over many centuries. You really don't know. But there are walkways and other things that are sort of makeshift that have been put in place for people to get around. So you can go down the shaft by just going on these thin walkways.
Stop it, Sarah.
Yeah, I want to go down the shaft.
How far across is it to the other side again?
It's 30, but again, there's you can like go down on one of the thin walkways that'll go along the wall, and then it just kind of goes back up again to the other side. Okay. So that there's no, you don't have to do anything special to get through these areas. I don't want to bog everything down with trying to navigate every single corridor.
Sure.
So there's walkways that lead you everywhere. Everything is just on a massive scale with these very thin walkways.
Okay.
So do you want to go down or do you want to go across and continue in the hallway?
I'd like to do like a perception on the area to see if I can get an idea of like traffic. Is there like anything about the walkways that would suggest that people more frequently went across or down or, like, wear and tear? Like,
sure.
Like a survival check.
Yeah, if you want to do survival or perception or even investigation, I'll let you choose any one of those. Survival is usually for tracking, so that could apply, but you can use perception or investigation if you
want.
I'll
do survival, and I'm actually going to use my inspiration on that.
Okay, cool.
Because I feel like that was a smart thing to think of.
All right, 18. So, based on what you're seeing here, you don't think that anybody has been in the excavation site for a very long time.
Okay.
You can tell from the walkway that goes down that it looks like it has more wear and tear over however long people have been using this area. The area directly across from you looks like it has less wear and tear.
Okay.
Well, we'll say that the walkways are thin strips of like treated wood or something, and there's more wear and tear on the ones that go down than the ones that go across. And you also can see that there, I think I said this last time, there are like very shallow like geometric designs and things carved into the walls. And I mean, the walls are black, so it's hard to see, but you do notice that they continue in every direction in here. But there's more wear and tear going down.
Okay. So as I'm looking at these like makeshift pathways, I'm gonna because I'm in the front. There is a pit here. However, it looks like people would have more frequently been going downwards than outwards. Do you have a preference as to which way I lead the party at this point?
How wide is the walkway? Or is the hallway?
The hallway, the shaft?
The hallway we're in.
The hallway you're in.
You described it as pretty large.
Yeah, we'll say it's like 30 feet across. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a huge hallway.
Because the door was big, yeah.
The door was huge, too.
Yeah, the door was really big.
The area, is it really clean around us, or is there like bits of detritus and rocks and things like that?
There's little bits of rocks and detritus and things around.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to grab a little rock. I'm just going to look up to the front, look down the shaft, cast light on the rock, and toss it in.
Okay. It goes down. I'm just kind of eyeballing this here. Probably goes down.
Fool of a took.
I ask you questions. So you throw things down a shaft?
Hey. Looks like he's probably trying to see how deep it is.
Goes down about 100 feet, and then it clatters on.
It clatters.
More of the black surface.
And what did I see anything? Obviously, this is just looks like the walkway just keeps going down.
It looks like it has basically an identical hallway down below.
Okay.
I mean, I could do either, depending on what folks want, but, I mean, maybe clear the level we're on first before we go down?
I am always tempted to
there's
by the
more
road
bad
less
stuff,
traveled.
It's probably down.
It worries me that it's so dark in
check.
Here.
Well, we seem to be underground, inside something.
Yep.
Part of
darkness seems to be part of it.
Part of me likes the road less traveled, but the other part of me wants to get out of this cold, and whatever's interesting is probably going to be what people have investigated most thoroughly.
Or they would have found it if they had investigated it.
If they had found it, then we wouldn't be here.
This is true.
But that's putting an awful lot of faith in our benefactor.
Well, our benefactor put a lot of faith in us.
More's the pity.
I start across.
He wants to go across.
So you're going
to
go by me?
That's a big hallway.
That's true.
Yeah.
It is a big hallway.
Touche. I'm used to it being a skinny hallway.
Right, it's hard to think about it.
It's having been in the Tomb of Annihilation for so long. So used to it being like crammed in.
No, this is a huge.
I mean, it's obvious, and I'll restate the point for the listeners and for ourselves as well, is that whoever built this place, they were much larger than humanoid, than just like a regular human.
Cough, colossi.
Everything is very, very large.
Don't medicate, Kate.
That's one of whatever we learn.
I love you.
Well, if we go across, we might find some stairs that are a little bit more stable than whatever these walkways look like.
Sure. I'm sure we'll find stairs. That's why the walkways are there in the first place. She says with a huff as she starts to cross the...
Let's cross carefully, and we can always come back and explore lower after.
Just try not to be too flat-footed.
Be careful.
Oh, I am never underfoot.
I said flat-footed.
Understood. So you use the thin walkways to get across, and you start heading down that corridor, and eventually it comes to a place where essentially you hit what looks like a cave-in. It's just like this big collapsed section of this black metal mixed with like snow and ice, and it just kind of stops.
Okay.
Well, I think we found out why they ribbed the shaft.
Wow. I know why I ribbed the shaft. Whoa.
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 Whoa. Whoa. Rated M for mature people. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
So you guys get to this cave-in wall. What would you like to do?
I would like to investigate the cave-in.
You can make an investigation check if you'd like.
I will help you.
I will tunelessly strum on my lyre. I'm bored.
A 4. I rolled a 3 and a 5.
There's nothing to see here.
It's really snowy and cold. And metally.
Yes.
And dark.
You really can't tell if it was something... That was natural, or if it was something that somebody had tried to use an explosive for, or people were trying to cut through it with tools of some kind, and then it collapsed. You're just really not sure what it is.
But that's okay. We're not here to investigate the ruins. We're just here to find something we just don't know.
She said it looked like the shaft had more traffic going down there before times. Anyway, I guess we just go back there.
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
I did say the shaft looked pretty used.
Well, now we know why.
Okay.
Mind you, if your character is like deadpanning this stuff, she's like about to roll on the floor laughing.
You?
Oh, the tree.
The tree is rolling around, and the crystal thing is like.
It's like, did I say something?
What did I say?
Sorry, a tree folk rolling around just made me think. Rolls downstairs, alone in repairs, and over your neighbor's dog. Scraper, snack, it fits on your back. It's log.
I don't know what just happened here. But
we just suddenly channeled
her. Your character sings that out loud. Really she's like skipping down the hallway, holding her hand. Maybe that's the first time she swings you up on her shoulders. And then,
I've never watched that particular show.
So Andy is singing about logs, and Z has hoisted him up on her shoulders, and she's skipping back up the hallway.
I'm so tired, Stampy.
I'm so tired.
That was totally never a show that I was allowed to watch when I was...
Okay. Are you feeling happy yet?
Erebus goes in this pack and takes out a little jug of something and and takes a swig from it.
Happy. Joy.
Okay.
Joy.
All right. So you slowly move down the shaft.
I like to slowly move down the shaft.
And you come to...
I do not put any lubrication on the wood, though.
Sarah Saucy.
I do, however, gently run my fingers along the wall.
You feel the lightning gravings on the wall. So the passage...
Craig has no face right now. He's like, oh my God.
The passage basically turns into an L and it goes east.
Okay. So we're going back other way.
Correct. You're basically under the big dome chamber.
So down 100 feet.
Yeah.
Head back east.
Yep. And you're basically going underneath that first large chamber.
Very interesting. I don't know why it would just lead us back in the opposite direction.
Back to the other hallway. That could be interesting.
Well.
Maybe there's a mechanic. Maybe there's something.
Are the engravings still in the walls down here?
They are. Yep.
I couldn't make heads or tails of the engravings.
That does not surprise me at all, my little friend.
Oh, you think you can shed some light on them?
She holds up her glow stick. She's so
literal. I like it that you have a glow stick.
And she looks at it. I mean, the light does shed. Doesn't seem to make it much more legible. It's definitely not a language I know.
Yeah.
Erebus shakes his head and says, these two.
This is basically lights out at Spooky World. You're walking around them.
Yeah. Like, oh God, what's out there?
Sarah and I work at Spooky World for the listeners. I'm an actor.
Could Z try a history check to like totally pick her brain on all the classes she didn't really pay attention at with both the monastery and her tree folk ancestors?
I'm sorry, what now?
Could Z try a history check with all the writing on the walls?
Yeah, I thought we had done that when we came in. Did you not do a history check?
I didn't do it when I came in. You didn't have everybody do it.
Okay.
One person did it, and I didn't want to.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so I will burn.
It's been long enough.
I will burn inspiration because she's trying really hard. We'll see.
Sure.
So you're seeing me actually literally shed light on this. Right. And you're like, hey, let me take a look.
All right, maybe this time. It's like, yeah, that she was scrolling before. That's on brand.
I don't know why your inspiration is not unchecking.
I know. That's really weird. I'm going to refresh the page because I bet it's...
But you can just take it off of your thingy.
Yes, that is.
Your handy dandy little inspiration token.
I will do that and this other dice that's very pretty. And I will roll a history check, which my modifier is not awesome. So here's hoping the dice are good. All right. That's not bad. What is this one with?
Don't know. It's not high contrast.
Yeah,
pretty metal dice are never high contrast.
That is a 17. So that is a 16.
A 16?
Yep.
Okay, so 15 is a moderate DC. So I will say that you have heard people talk about the Colossi, which is a race of extremely tall humanoids made of various metals from Long and Harkonrath's past.
Okay.
That's about it. I mean, you probably assume that this is something that was created by the Colossi.
Okay. So she says that I just got something from one of my history classes that I never really listened in, but I recall they talked about like this giant ancient race called the Colossi. I mean, we just saw a giant statue and a giant doorway, so maybe this text is their language? I don't know, but it's the best guess I have, the Colossi.
Who are they?
I know some ancient giant race of beings.
I don't think so. They're pretty obscure lore. I'll have to look into that later. See if I can find any songs about them later.
Can I search my memory and see if I was taught anything about the Colossi?
You want to make a history check as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Go for it. Now that I've heard it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were rolling a little bit. Let's give you a shot. Ten.
Doesn't particularly ring a bell.
I was not taught anything about that in the construct school of crystal.
Is that a crystal?
Oh,
the crystalline construct schooling.
That's why it would help to be signed in.
Oh, generally to actually be looking at.
So are people heading...
Signed into your character sheet, not just looking at it.
Are people... yes.
I think we're done with the wall scrolls.
Are people heading east?
So...
Yep. Unless we want to go back west and stand in the... stand there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we shall venture forward then.
Yeah,
are you
tally-ho.
Done having me shine light on this wall?
I mean...
Yes.
It's
tally-ho.
Right now.
Okay.
I don't know the language.
Who's the hoe?
Well...
And how is she tallying things?
Aqua, you are much too transparent.
We need to teach you about sayings and slang.
I say things all the time.
Yeah,
are you not saying things as well?
There are things in...
She just keeps walking.
Nice.
You're all very strange.
She shrugs and smiles and talks.
Okay, so...
Aqua's construct. They're very... Like, what the heck with you guys?
Literal.
No, just transparent.
He's just whistling. Just whistling.
Literally transparent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whistling and pulling up the rear. Just singing to himself.
Wishes he could pull up the
rear. Real question would be, could I get your crystalline figure printed in a translucent color?
So the hallway opens up into a large chamber. A stepped platform supports a massive throne, a twisted web of black metal crowned by 13 spikes. Statues of giants, their foreheads marked with glyphs, and their hands holding all manner of strange weapons tower over the central walkway leading to the huge throne.
So the throne is like at the far end, not in the middle, on top of a dais.
On the far wall.
On the far wall.
And then you said it had a crown with 13 spires or something?
A twisted web of black metal crowned by 13 spikes.
Okay. And that's the throne. Okay.
That's right. Yep.
Well, this is interesting.
We probably don't want to just touch something. We don't know what's going to happen if we do.
Yes,
I go up and touch something.
Good to just
I'm not good at it. I mean...
Andy.
I mean, you can go sit in the throne. It's a little big for you, but...
I am.
Tempting.
A little big for him? He's a halfling.
Statues are statues, but the throne is something interesting, so I'm going to go definitely check
little
out the throne.
Little one, don't go over there.
You guys can go look at it.
We can go check, but
you don't know what's going on
there's
here.
Like
why
a whole
would
bunch of statues.
There?
Well, this is how we're going to find out.
Are the weapons equally giant-sized?
Yes.
Okay, yep. So nothing useful for us. This is interesting.
As many people have been here before.
Hey, psychic lady, are you getting this? This is more interesting.
You try to reach out to Ophelia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, psychic lady.
Hey, psychic lady.
Hey, lady.
Her voice comes into your head. May I look through your eyes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You get that tingling again. And there's like a momentary pause. And she says, perhaps this area belonged once to the Colossi?
That's what I was going to guess from what little history I learned.
You have no idea how she knows, but that's what she says.
Okay. I guess we should proceed, see what we can find. Do you have any ideas of what would be important? I mean, the weapons are way too big for us to take.
There's
the throne
nothing,
is way too big.
There's nothing that I'm seeing here that makes me feel like it is the item that you are searching for.
Hmm. Okay. She doesn't think she sees anything in this room that's the item. The question is if there's something hidden, I guess.
And I am going
is it
to...
dark?
And I would like to invest...
It is dark other than Aqua's light.
I still have my clothes
here. So it's like... way, way dark, like as if like you're in a nightlight versus...
It's pitch black other than Aqua's light.
So we can't really see past
her. We want to look around, see if we see anything that looks magical, hidden doors, stuff like that.
Well, I
can help
just,
you.
I'm just going to head straight on over to the throne and start perceptifying the throne.
I'm going to follow him so that he doesn't kill himself.
Good, I need the light.
Go ahead and do a perception check.
One perception check and...
just taking giant strides to...
And I will...
I'll help him.
Well, if you're going
to
help me, then... Okay.
You don't have to
then I don't need to use my inspiration.
There you go. Good call.
There you go.
Okay.
So you both examine it together with Aqua's light. Try to get a close look at it.
With my perception... 21.
21. Let's see.
I rolled a 19 on the Knights of Roleplay dice.
Telling you,
they always like the boy.
it actually runs pretty hot and cold for me.
Yeah. Well, it only runs cold for me.
Okay.
it's cold.
So you see more of the soul. You see more of the very shallow engraving, more of the runes. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all over the throne. Mm-hmm. They're not like really on like the weapons, but you're examining the throne, right?
Yeah.
You're not examining the statues.
I'm focusing on the throne.
Focusing on the throne, okay.
Focus on the throne.
So you don't find anything particularly interesting, but you know based on your examination that, like, you know, there's no secret compartments, there's no switches, you know, there's no marks of it having slid or moved or anything like that. There's really nothing of particular interest.
It looked like a chair.
Yeah.
Is there another room or another hallway out of this room?
There is.
Okay.
There is one sort of to the right of the throne. It keeps going east.
Okay.
What about the markings that are on the statues themselves? Do they mean anything to us?
I mean, they look, I'm assuming, like the same language that we saw.
It's the same kind of glyphs we've been seeing everywhere.
Unless someone here speaks Colossi, Ophelia just told me that she agrees that she thinks this is probably something that belonged to the Colossi, but she didn't think that anything out in the open in this room was the thing that we're looking for.
If I like touch and trace the glyphs, is there any like repeating patterns that we notice, things that might stand out in particular?
There are repeating patterns. You don't know what they signify, but you know, it's like being in a place that has a lot of exit signs. You do see repeating patterns.
Where's the person with comprehend languages when you need it, right?
Unfortunately, not one of the spells I took. One of the spells I could have taken, but I didn't take.
John, did you take a level of Warlock?
I did take a level of Warlock, but that's not one of the spells I took.
you don't have the eyes of the Runekeeper, do you?
No, I don't get a Warlock Dumahigi until next level.
Okay.
And
just curious.
Cough.
You can read all writing. Is what the ability is.
Yeah,
it's pretty great actually. And the right.
I think I have a different plan for that though.
Can I investigate the spire type work on the throne? The web like stuff. With
yes.
The spikes on the throne.
Sure. Yeah. Do you want to actually get up there and try?
I want to actually like get up there and like touch and fiddle and like hands on.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay. So you're going to have to...
Which is typically the difference between investigation and perception.
Yeah. I mean, if the rest of the party wants to help you sort of
giant
like,
tree lady can stretch out her limbs.
I'm still up there by the throne with you, so I can help you with that.
Yeah. If you guys want to help Aqua get up into the chair.
Sure.
And then...
I will help.
I help her get up into the chair, and then I hoist myself up there after her and sit there kicking my knees on the edge of the...
Okay. So you extend your arms and legs and help to get Aqua up there.
Yep.
And all of your tree branches. And then...
I ask permission first.
Yeah.
So once you're in the seat of the chair, it's still a little ways up to get to the spikes. Are you going to groot her up there?
Yeah, I'll groot her up there.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
So you extend your legs, extend your arms, you get Aqua all the way up there.
Make a strength check.
Do you want to make investigation or perception, sir?
Investigation.
Okay, go for it.
Of purple sparkles.
Unfortunately, I'm not up there, so I can't help you.
Okay.
Or I could climb up there. I'm pretty good at climbing trees.
17.
Yeah, she can group hang you
on,
up there, too.
Hang on. Before you declare that.
I'll group you up. Reach an arm down.
So, like I said, I'm pretty good at climbing trees, so I'll get up there and help her.
Help her with investigation?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to roll with advantage?
That's a 20. So, ooh. 19.
So I help. I'm a helper.
Okay. So the two of you do your best to examine these spikes, and they have more of the same glyphs and the same writing on it. I will say that you do... one of you sort of is like Sarah, you're running your fingers over the glyphs on the spikes, and you feel a shape that seems familiar to you. And maybe you draw Andy's attention to it. And the two of you are looking at it with your light source and you're feeling it. And it's not a precise copy, but you think that you've found an image of your birthmark, of the Dragonclaw birthmark. And it's not like an exact copy, it's like a rough copy, mm-hmm. but feeling it and looking at it in the light, you think that it's the symbol of the Dragon Claw birthmark that you all have.
Is that like a spike that I can remove?
With some work, you probably could. I mean, it's made of the same black metal, so you'd really have to work on it to get it off.
I'm a little worried about trying to...
Erebus, hey, this might have something to do with birthmarks. Drop trow.
Well,
what?
You could just look here.
I just remember that's where you have your birthmark.
Parts the branches on her shoulder.
Mine is right here. Where you pretty much come... Mine is right on my rib cage where you pretty much come up to anyway.
She doesn't wear clothing.
And I don't wear a lot of clothing, so I imagine it's pretty visible most of the time.
While Squirrel Brain Z is looking out at the room, how many warrior statues are there?
13, I think you said.
Did he say 13?
No, hold on.
No, there are 13 spikes.
There's 13 spikes on the throne.
The black metal crown with 13 spikes and statues of giants, tower over the central walkway. So there's basically, there's a statue on either side of the hallway as you're going.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they're not, like, I was wondering if there were 13 warriors to go on the 13 spires.
No, wrong movie.
Okay, all right.
No. There's 13 spikes on top of the throne. And
okay.
One of them seems to have the Dragon Claw birthmark. I mean, you haven't seen the Dragon Claw birthmark anywhere else in here, but it's like it's so small, and you're up there with the light, and you're feeling with your fingers. Huh. So you don't know if it appears in other places, but you haven't seen it anywhere other than on this one spike.
Hmm. Is it a button? If you tell us. No. I don't know if you're telling us what you're saying.
I mean, Sarah, Aqua's touching it. She's like running her fingers over, and she felt a shape that felt familiar, so she stopped, and her and Andy really got in there and looked at it. It's a very shallow sort of engraving.
I'm going to, like, focus on that spire, like, if I can get my hand around it, mm-hmm. and, like, hold on to it and, like, really focus in on it and see if it does, like, anything. Like, does it activate anything?
I think I probably know enough of this to know whether or not Colossus were psychic.
All right.
So you try to make physical contact with it, mm-hmm. and you try to focus on it with your mind, with your energy, with your soul.
Yeah, like, can I connect with it? Like,
so the what am I trying to say? The all of you have had, like, these flashes in your mind of, like, the visions of like the teeth and the claws and the wings that stand out to you as being odd and strange. And as you focus on this and you put your hand on it, you basically have another vision. It's the same vision you saw before, but you trigger the vision by putting your hand on it and focusing on it, and the vision triggers. So it kind of gives you a sense that you're in the right place.
Okay.
That, you know, it gives you some sort of reassurance that Athelia's vision is correct. Not necessarily that there's something in
right
this
here.
Exact spot.
Right.
But geographically, you know, you are in an area where something of importance to your visions and your Dragon Claw birthmark does exist here somewhere. So, yes, you do get a vision.
Okay.
You do connect in some way.
I do this because, as an explanation for you guys and the viewership, like... as a construct that has been in a lab where, like, her physical pieces have been collected and used to, like, grow other constructs, she understands, like, the idea of, like, you can connect with other beings because they're part of you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my idea behind my character. Like,
sure.
She would think to try to connect with something that has something that is a piece of her.
Okay.
Into it.
Sure.
So that's why she did that.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
And you could think to, she taps and says, whatever you found up there, you could think to Ophelia and let her look at it too if you think it's important.
Oh, right. Yeah. We have a connection to that woman.
Yeah. If she looks to your eyes, you might feel a funny tingling, like, in your eyes and somewhere else, but, you know.
It's really just been Z so far. Nobody else seems excited to have Ophelia in their head right now.
I don't know if you'd call what I have eyes, but sure, and she'll go into the back of her mind, whatever you want to call what she has, hello, Ophelia.
Yes.
I'd like you to see this, and she'll immediately give, you know, like, access permission.
You feel the strange tingling behind your eyes,
behind your crystals,
and you hear Ophelia in your mind say, yes, this is reassuring to me that you are in the right place.
I focused in on this, and it gave me a flash. Did you feel that flash?
I just had a vision a moment ago. Did you also have a vision a moment ago?
I did.
Very interesting. Yes, I did.
Did we all have it too, or was it just her?
It was just okay. Ophelia and cool. Aqua.
Cool. This is on a spire of the throne that we found.
Do you step back a little bit and give her a view of?
Yeah.
Okay. She says, "I don't know what the rest of that means, but I think this is a wonderful confirmation."
Okay, we will continue to explore that. Thank you. And I'll tap out. Like she's almost like a computer. Like access granted. Access. Closed off.
Andy's bored of the throne.
The tingling goes away.
What's that? Andy's bored of the throne. He's going to go take a quick once over of the statue, see if they're probably just look like the one we saw earlier.
Look like a statue.
Basically. Yeah. I mean, the one in the big dome room is a little less distinct. Actually, it's a little more vague. Mm. These ones have like deeper eye sockets and like a discernible mouth. They have a little more detail. It's not significantly different, but it's a little more detailed than what you saw in the big room.
But they don't look particularly significant in and of themselves.
No, they're just kind of dressing for the hallway as you come in.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured.
Signifying that this room means something to the Colossi.
They're like gargoyles?
Yeah, kind of. Big, very big gargoyles.
Very big gargoyles.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Let's move on.
So this is a very large room that... we see just those two things and nothing beyond there.
Basically, as you're coming into the room, there are these two big statues on either side.
It's a big old ornate throne room.
Yeah, and then you walk inside and it's a very large room with a throne in it. And to the right and behind the throne is another hallway.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we're heading towards now.
Which you're heading towards now. Okay. So you continue to head east. And as you begin to move down that hallway, you hear some more of the bats that you heard when you were first coming in, when you were first examining the crack. And this wave of these bats comes down the hallway and begins to attack.
Of course.
They're like these sort of white, like snowy bats, and they attack.
Snow bats.
So let's roll initiative.
Snow bats.
And you were asking if we were going to get into a fight. Dun, 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 dun.
It's better.
Nice. Yeah.
Of course he used. Oh my god.
that was a crappy one.
Who wants Chris, to be?
But I get to have plus two of that.
Not bad. Yeah.
No, that's not
gonna true. Give Sarah our awesome initiative markers from Etsy seller Dear Coo.
Yeah, you get to do my job.
There you go, Sarah. Do your job, Sarah.
Okay. Are we just Theater of the Minding this one?
We are Theater of the Minding this one, yes.
Ooh, it looked good. Pretty.
I'm going to use my snow zombie marker from last time. Just pretend the word zombie says bat.
Okay.
Snow bats.
Zombats.
Snow bats.
Snow bits.
Snow bits.
Shave and a haircut. Snow bits. Snow bit, though.
Snow joke.
Snow joke. Snow big deal.
Snow big deal.
Boy, I wish my DM had cleaned these off.
I want to give her a little bit of a towel or something. Okay.
Don't worry, I'm using my own spit.
You're using your own bodily fluids.
Great.
I had to actually teach people about that at my previous job. Bodily fluids disposal kit. So
wow.
One thing does exist.
My hands are all inky now.
Paper towel. Dry paper towel.
Oh, great.
Thank you, sweetie.
I wish I'd thought of that before I got ink
all over your fingers.
And my tongue.
Oh. You have one job, Sarah.
Hey, come on. Ink on my tongue.
No.
A little bit. It is kind of dark.
I wonder what I was doing on break.
Mm. Oh. Wow, wow.
A apparently getting to know the Snowbits.
Snowbits.
All right. We are prepared to do the initiative tracking.
All right.
Aqua, what did you roll? I'm glad you asked, Aqua. I rolled a nat 1 on my initiative. Wow, Aqua, you really weren't paying attention. So with your initiative modifier, that gives me a rough 4. I really wasn't paying attention. I was too busy trying to ignore Andy.
You can't ignore Andy.
Z, what was your initiative?
Z rolled a 15.
Well, at least someone was paying attention. Andy?
15. Andy was paying attention. Andy got 19.
Wow. There's a first for everything. Erebus?
11.
11?
11.
11. Alrighty. So, I will hand these to you in order of highest to lowest for us.
Okay. Andy at 19.
Z at 15.
Z at 15.
I turned it up to 11.
Erebus at...
He dropped Z. Don't drop
11.
Z.
Don't drop Z.
But is Andy riding on
Have
Z's
the drop
shoulders?
Z's?
There's the question. Has this become a thing yet?
And Aquila, who was too busy thinking about how annoying Andy is.
You're wanting that too much. So, yes. Well, we can make it a thing.
Okay.
I didn't even want it until she suggested it. And I was like, oh, yeah!
Initiative has been tracked.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah.
And this nat 1 dice is being put in jail.
Yeah, I think you should retire that for the rest of the fight.
It was rolling hot before.
All right.
But now
so,
it's not.
That 20 earlier.
The start of initiative is with Andy, Halfling, Bard, although you are now also a Warlock?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a Bardlock.
Bardlock.
Okay.
I am now a Bardlock.
Bardlock.
We are Bardlocked in.
All right.
And Bardlock sees this wave of bats coming and says, oh, these guys, this looks really annoying. And, strums a couple notes on his lyre and says, you guys should all just take a nap.
A bat nap?
Yep. And casts sleep on all the bats coming in.
Sleep on the bats coming in. Okay.
You get to choose how many. Well, but let's see. 5. What
does it have? Does it have a certain area that it affects?
Sleep is like a 20-foot radius area.
It is a it's a 20-foot radius. See, creatures within a 20 within 20 feet of a point you choose within range. So 20-foot radius.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I need all my D8s, not D10s, D8s. 1, 2, 3.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes.
And it affects...
I need a picture of the trackers.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not much going on the table.
Yeah, is this one Theater of Mine?
Yes.
Okay. Correct. It does start with a 5D8. Yes, 5D8. And it affects, let's see, 9, 10, 15, 18 hit dice. 18 hit die worth of... 18 hit points worth of bats.
In the Church of the Poison Mind.
18 hit points worth of bats. Okay, yes. 24 radius. Okay. So, right now you can only see so many bats because you've got 20 foot of light that is bright and 20 foot light that is dim. But within that radius, the place where you target, you see basically all the bats in that area just fall to the ground. And they kind of flop around a little bit, and they're asleep.
And they're asleep.
You can still hear more bats in the area of the light that, that your light is not reaching, but you put a whole bunch of the bats to sleep. Yes.
I knew it was boring.
Good job, dude!
Just don't, you'll wake them up!
Oh, I'm trying to go in with it.
Keep strumming my lullaby.
Is that your turn, Andy?
That is turn.
Okay. So then it is Z, our root folk monk. And you don't see any bats within the radius of the light right now, but you can hear them because they're flying up the hallway.
Okay. All right.
What would you like to do?
I think she is going to ready with her quarterstaff. So then if they swarm into the light and actually come at her and her ally,
she'll be ready
to swing at them with the quarterstaff.
Okay.
Potentially with reach, even. She can't do it with a weapon, but yeah, just to protect the group. So.
Okay. All right. So next in the initiative order is the snow bats. Mm-hmm. So some more bats come flying down the hallway, and we'll say that you get to take your attack on the first bat. So feel free to take your attack.
Okay. Hockey something.
The closest bat to you.
Quarterstaff, it's for a d6, so I need a pretty d6. Here we go. Alright, here we go. That's gonna hit for AC 15.
AC 15 does hit a bat.
Okay, it's gonna hit for 5. 5? 5, yeah, 5 bludgeoning.
Okay, squeak! You destroy that bat.
Hey, bat.
Alright. Well, that's that then, because she can't do extra attack or anything like that on a readied action, so.
Yeah. Okay. So then, let's see how many. Let's see, we'll say there's 2 bats on you. Let's see. Is he 5 probably going to miss?
Yes.
And natural 1 is going to miss?
Yes.
Okay, and then we got a couple bats on Aqua. Is he 3 is going to miss? Is he 5 is going to miss?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's terrible. A couple bats on Andy. Wow. 3. 14.
14.
Miss. All right. And 2 on Erebus. Dragonborn fighter. AC4 and AC1. Wow.
Miss.
Save. Wow, these bats attack like stormtroopers.
I have you know that I rolled 8 attacks on my core D20.
It's turning.
And only,
it's turning
only
on you.
One was above 10.
It thinks you're a girl today. It's like Chris is feeling effeminate.
So then we move on to Erebus Dragonborn. Erebus Dragonborn fighter. And a couple of bats in your face.
Okay, so there's just a couple.
Yep.
Okay, so let me swing on.
Oh, no, don't trail. But only go to go there.
Chris's favorite rocking combat music.
This is my favorite combat track.
The dueling cellos.
Yes, the dueling cellos. All
right. Take out my sword for attack number 1.
All right, so that's going to be a 17 to hit.
That will hit a bat.
And for 7.
7. Squeak! Destroy that bat.
And attack number 2. 7.
7 misses. Yeah. It squeaks around. What kind of weapon are you using, Greg?
Sword. Short sword.
Short sword. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you roll?
7.
Oh, wait.
7.
7.
7. Okay. Wait, you said wait?
I thought...
You have 2 attacks.
That was, yeah. I just went twice.
Yeah, that was 2.
I don't think you don't have action surge yet.
No,
you have 2 yet.
That's
yes, yes you do.
But I don't think I want to use it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's not. Yeah,
probably
wouldn't burn it. I don't think you have action surge at level 2. You have second.
I have
wind.
Second wind.
Yeah,
yes.
Action surge is actually at level 1.
No, it's not.
Did they just change it?
That's not a just change at all. You don't get action surge to like.
Is that your turn, Greg?
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay, Aqua, Shardling Rogue, you are up.
I'm up. I have bats in front of me.
Oh yeah, he does have action surge.
Does he?
It's a level 1 thing.
Yeah,
that's why people dip in the fighter all the time because it's stupidly busted. Yep.
Yes, you have 2 bats on you, Aqua.
We've completely confused her with action surge. She has to get everything calculated here.
Playing the fighter currently, you don't need
I have it, but I have a 2 weapon thing.
So. Yeah, you're fighting offhand.
Weapon fighting it at level 1. You don't get action surge. Anyway.
Yeah, it's right there.
And you get it at 2nd level.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Thank you.
Which
don't get it
happened.
At level 1.
You get second wind at 1st level. That's
yes.
What I was mixed up. There we go. Yeah,
thank you.
You can suck wind at 1, and
yeah,
you can action splurge
at
2.
Level 1. That's
now
that
they're counting,
I suck things
again.
All the time.
Whoa.
Definitely do not have action surge at level 1. Thank you for clarifying that. I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell.
It's your turn, Aqua.
Don't sue me, Match 120. Anyway, I have bats in front of me, so
you
will be swinging at them with my rapier.
Rapier.
My rapier. Let me get my dice out. an acting D8 for this. That's weird. Let me get some matching dice.
Sure.
Would you say that I have an ally next to me?
A what?
An ally next to within 5 feet.
I would say so.
Yes. Of your target.
Yep, I would.
I'm adding my sneak attack dice.
Sounds good to me.
Seriously, I don't think an AC-7 is gonna do
no,
it.
No, it doesn't.
God damn. And I'm actually gonna use my cunning action to disengage.
Okay.
And move about 15 feet down the hall.
Away from the bats. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But towards the direction that they came from.
Toward the direction they came from. Okay. I'm just looking at my map.
Okay. Head off any more that might be coming.
Okay. Right now in this exact moment, you don't see any coming, and you see what on the edge of your light looks like another shaft going up and down. But that's all you see for right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. That shaft is going up and
I'm
down.
I'm also going to be surrounding them apparently. So.
She's surrounding the shaft.
So we go back up to.
I do like to circle the shaft.
Andy, halfling, bard, warlock.
If we're working it.
Okay.
Nope. You were asking for it. Like, you know.
I didn't describe this.
You're like setting it up. Like, Sarah, please take this.
I play a sour note on the lyre, and a blast of energy comes flying out and hits a bat for AC. This is Eldritch Blast for AC 14.
That's a good hit.
That will hit a bat.
For 10.
For 10. Squeak. You destroy that bat.
Okay. Now it's turn.
Okay. Another bat gone. So there's 2, 2, 1, and 1. Okay. So Z, root folk monk, you got 2.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah. So I've got 2 of them on me. Alright, swing with the staff or with the quarterstaff at 1. So start with that.
Why do 3 of the PCs have names that begin with A?
A, C.
A.
We're A to Z.
So 17 to hit.
17 hits.
For 9.
Nice. Squeak, dead.
She's going to bonus action unarmed strike against the second.
Bonai action.
Tree limb swings out. Okay, that's a 9. AC 14 to hit.
That hits.
That'll hit for 6.
6. Squeak. Dead.
Beef.
Squeak.
Okay. All right. That's her.
Okay. Then we go to the snow bats. And we have 2 on Aqua. Let's do this. I see 6. I'm going to miss. I see 13. Probably going to miss.
That's going to miss.
Okay. And then 1 on Andy. Is he 16?
That will hit.
All right, take 1 point of cold.
Ow!
Stupid bat.
And Erebus AC 4.
That will miss.
All right, and then we're on to Erebus Dragonborn Fire.
All right, let's get rid of this bitch.
I believe it's a bat, not a bitch.
Wrong species.
Wrong species.
Oh, I felt it hit my foot.
Species? I just said species. Wrong species. Wrong species.
All right, so that's going to be 22.
Definitely hits a bat.
I think that hits.
Probably hits a bat.
For 5.
Squeak dead.
All right.
No, here. I can't see it from there.
Oh. So I have no. Oh, there it is.
That was your first attack?
Oh.
Yes.
Do you want to move over and attack one that's on Andy or one that's on Aqua?
I will help Aqua.
Okay, go for it.
Nope. Yeah, you will.
So that's going to be AC 13 to hit.
That hits.
And it's for 3.
3. Squeak. Beep. Dead bat.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He's trying to warm that cold, crystalline heart of hers.
He's trying really hard.
So now we have Aqua Shardling Rogue.
And I have 1 left near me?
Correct.
All right, I'll go up on it and schwang away.
Get down on it.
Oh, I'll get down. Oh, no.
Wow.
Nine?
Miss.
Nine.
Oh, God damn no. it. I have the option to offhand attack, though, right? He just doesn't get...
As long as you have an extra a weapon in that hand.
Yeah, because I have rapier dagger.
Yep, sure, sure. Yeah, go for it.
So that would be with a four.
Yeah, because they're both light weapons, so yeah, you can do that.
Yep. You just don't get to add your ability.
It shouldn't even be in the bonus action list, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
Very much.
That would be an AC 17.
Hit.
For one.
Squeak.
I figured they only had one hit point.
So I swing my rapier and then I go, God damn it! With my dagger.
You stab it.
Stab it.
Okay.
Right between the eyes.
Thank you.
All right, is that turn?
I don't have a temper at all. Yeah, that's my turn.
All right, and back up to Andy, Halfling Bard Warlock.
What do we got? I still got one.
Just one bat on you.
Just one on me?
Yep.
One more sour note.
Thong. Thong? Like it's a thong.
Thong.
It's a thong.
Andy, the thong. Andy, the half Bard Warlock.
However, an AC-9 is not going to cut it.
No whiff.
Keeping with the situation, his dawn did not make it.
Andy, you're letting me down, man.
We go to Z, the root folk monk.
You're letting
me.
I'm letting you down.
Z,
yeah, I hit that
the root folk monk.
One.
Z, oh, the root folk monk.
Sorry. Wow, I'm tired. Anyway, let's see here. There's who has what left?
Him.
Just one fluttering
right, around me while I'm sitting on your shoulder.
So yeah, she reaches up with a long limb and pop
grabs it.
Let me just get that for you here.
Reach out with those branchy arms.
Yeah, that'll do.
Oh, yeah. AC 22 to hit for let's see, 5.
All right, squeak. That is the end of
Splat.
The short fight.
Except for all the sleep, the ones that are asleep, but we can just coup de grace those.
Yeah. And Andy took out a large number of bats at the beginning, so.
Oh.
Nice short fight.
We just send Z to step on all the ones that are sleeping.
Hey, don't tenderize them too much. That's dinner later.
Did you actually make some of those go to sleep? That's fun.
Yeah.
I'll go with my daggers and just go.
Yeah.
And like collect them all
honestly,
on my daggers.
Z like would probably be a little bit like
a bat kebab.
Being a nature-y person, she'd be a little sad at having to kill them. Yeah.
But hey.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Akko will take care of it.
Yeah. That's it.
She doesn't really have much care for living beings. What?
Well.
I mean. She, he, it.
Mm-hmm. We can cook these if we're hungry.
So, Aqua, so where you move down toward the end of the hall, mm-hmm. You see another walkway that goes up this big shaft. And it's obvious that the east door that you didn't go through in the very first room is what's at the top of the shaft here. Mm-hmm. And then it goes down and it goes straight across again. You can continue going east. You can go up, you can go down. Okay. That's what you all see in Aqua's light.
But we can go east even further.
You can.
Okay, yep. I guess.
I say maybe we do the same and go across first and see.
Nah, let's go ahead and down.
Well, we're already down, right? So if
we can go farther down.
We can go more down.
You can go further down.
Oh, okay.
But yes, we start.
I'm okay with going across and then down. Sounds good.
Always click. Never go the way the story wants you to go first. Find all the cool stuff by going the other way first.
So you're heading
east. And how do you know which way the story wants us to go? She's very puzzled by you. They are very puzzled by you. Sorry. Yeah. I don't even know my own pronouns.
I'm just amused at the whole situation. I'm sitting there smiling.
I hand you my bat kebabs, though.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
You better put them in your bag quick, though, because those crystal daggers will... disappear.
Yeah. Ew. Okay. I have some.
You bats said you wanted them for dinner, did you not?
Well, not all of them, but. You know,
well, why would you say you want them for dinner if you didn't want them for dinner?
Said all of, not all of them. Oh well, keep a few. Thank you.
Z, did you want some liquid courage?
I got my own, but thanks.
Okay.
You see, she produces like from her branches. She's had the splash.
She drops
seen
the
her
second,
sipping on it all
second dagger's worth of bats on the ground as she starts to cross the way and go east.
Okay, I just rolled 17 on sleight of hand to surreptitiously drop the bets.
Bye-bye, little crazy, creepy friends.
Well, if your passive perception is above 17, then you see John.
No. Right, it's not. Nope. It's only 13, so.
All right, nobody sees Andy doing it with the bats.
I'm oblivious. It's too dark, so I don't see shit.
So
I relight up my glow stick and keep walking.
I gotcha.
Dragonborn don't have dark vision?
My perception is, like, not very not small.
Okay, so you come to...
You're not a perceptive man.
You come to a circular room. There is a raised platform sits in the center of a circular room with a domed ceiling above, very similar to the first chamber that you came in. Four massive humanoid faces built from the same black metal as the rest of the structure stare out with blank eyes from the platform.
This place is starting to look like my birthplace. Everything's the same.
Well, let's start
same
with a
as
quick
before. Let's
start
check.
With a start with a circumnavigation of the room. Check for other exits and then proceed to the middle.
Okay.
I'll help you. I'll do another investigation. I'm going to be very specifically looking for more incidences of our birthmark.
Okay.
If the room is big enough, I'll go ahead and cast light on like a rock or something I find just for
sure.
So we could like.
Split.
Okay.
Cover more ground.
Sure. So if people want to make perception checks, investigation checks, people want to team up for advantage, you tell me what you're rolling and tell me what you get.
I'll help someone with one of them.
I'll help you.
I'll investigate.
How perceptive are you?
She
do you think you're very perceptive? You're kind of perceptive? Do you think you're not very perceptive?
Would you say I need to investigate to be specifically looking for the birthmark, or can I still do perception?
Well, you can still do perception.
You
decide if you want to roll. Then I'll help you then.
I'll do it. Sounds good.
So...
I help you.
Because you've already seen
Arebus is helping me.
All right, he's helping me perceptify.
So perception here and perception there.
20. 19 and a 20.
Okay, so 20 for Arebus and Aqua. Mm-hmm.
Which we're looking around the outside of the room.
Yeah, and for us on the perimeter, it's going to be 24.
24, okay. Yeah. 20 and 24. Those are all really good rolls. Arebus and Aqua... the faces are very, very large, but you think that you can see in your light, and potentially the light from Andy as well, you think you might be able to see the same birthmark, like, in a very small spot up on the forehead of each of the four faces. And Z and Andy, you're on the perimeter of the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perimeter of the room. Let's see. You got a 24, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you find on the perimeter of the room what looks to be, for lack of a better term, it's kind of like a mall map with like a "you are here."
Nice. All right, so we find like a diagram of the
you
the
found
directory.
A map.
Caverns, basically.
Essentially, yeah. And it basically shows everything that you've already been in, plus a couple of rooms in that east passage at the top of the shaft that you just went through, mm-hmm. that you didn't go through at the very beginning when you first came in.
We couldn't get to, or yeah.
No, we just didn't go that way. Correct. Yeah, and that's basically, and that's it.
Okay.
So you have a little bit of an idea of what else is here.
Okay.
So there's a map
over here. It doesn't look like much exciting that we haven't already covered. Though.
Right. Well, I'm definitely going to study that. Does it show what is at the bottom of the shaft we jumped over?
It shows. Look at my map here. Sorry. Bottom of the shaft.
What's at the bottom of the shaft?
It's at the base of the shaft,
this
yes.
This one essentially goes down even lower than the western one.
Strangely, the map actually seems to end. It shows that shaft up to a certain point, and then it just kind of stops. Okay. There's nothing on the map that goes below that.
Then, open-ended question here. Are there any rooms or places that... look to be particularly significant on the map, or worth checking out?
I mean, there's...
That we can actually get to.
Yeah, there's the... looking at the map, if you had gone east in that first chamber, mm-hmm. you were to come to a small room, and then beyond that, there's a shaft that goes up, and then to the then continues to the east, and that looks to be a room that is completely circular with some kind of an object in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. That stands out as being something unique.
Okay,
we should probably... If we go up and keep going east.
Because you have to go up east, up east.
Okay.
You'll go up east into a small room, and then up east into a bigger room.
Up east, up east. Okay.
Up east.
All
right. Up east, up east.
Did you guys already check on the platform in the middle? You want me to help you climb up there?
The two of them were taking care of the middle.
They are on
and,
the middle.
And the two of you were doing the perimeter.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad you found a map. That sounds very helpful in making decisions. I, however, seem to think that there are more instances of our birthmark on foreheads up there. Okay. Do you think you might be of some assistance again?
Of course.
I would like to.
Yeah.
You gonna Groot her up there?
I can Groot her up there, and I'll climb up and help anyone else. I mean, there's four of us, and there's four faces. Let's check it out.
I like how Groot is now a verb.
Yeah.
All right, so you extend your legs 15 feet, extend your arms 15 feet, and you lift Aqua up there.
Yep.
So we'll say that you can get up to the height of the birthmark.
Sweet.
What would you like to do?
Do the same thing,
Reach out, try to
reach out, put my hand over it, focus. Do my om not do my am type thing.
Yeah.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my crystalline lord.
Okay. So.
Of the dance.
So this time.
Hippy, drippy, witchy.
You see the same images that you saw before, but there is an additional image that pops in at the end of again, this vision that you've seen many times that all of you, including Ophelia, have seen many times. At the end of the vision, you get a quick flash of a circular room, which they just told you there's a circular room on the map. A room that is like a circular room.
We found one. I don't know if we said anything yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're lifting her up, so.
Let's say you didn't say anything about the circular room.
So you see a flash of a circular
room. I come out of the vision,
room.
I go, whoa, okay. There's a circular room somewhere.
Oh, good. We just found a circular room.
There is. It's on the map.
We should probably go to the circular room.
Yeah.
You said it was on the map.
It was on the map.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta go back to the shaft and go up. And
so you hear Ophelia, Sarah, in your head.
Yep.
Ophelia comes through. And she says, I just had a flash of a circular room.
Yes.
That is where you must go.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for confirming that. I had a feeling. Yes.
Right.
We believe we know where the room is. We will head there right now.
Okay. No time to waste.
Ma'am.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Well, let's go work our way up the shaft, right up to the tip, and see what we can find.
The sooner we get down here, sooner we get back to a tavern.
John, I love you so much.
Or do you want to go down to the base of the shaft to see what's there before we head on up?
No, I think we should head to the room.
You stay near the balls. I'm going upward towards the room.
Why are you all making such weird references?
Because men are gross.
Okay.
But I'm kind of gross, too.
You mean the ones that have the balls and shafts?
Herbis starts laughing.
Sad smile shakes her head.
Game of Thrones, the pillars or the stones?
Okay, I think I might understand.
This is hilarious.
Something called humor.
I don't know if I understand why it is so funny, but shall we?
Yes, let's go.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right,
so you go up the map. So you follow the map. You go up the shaft. You go to the first small room. A pedestal sits in the center of this hemispherical chamber, with a black orb roughly 3 feet in diameter floating above it.
Ooh.
Small pieces of stone hang in the air around the sphere. They're just kind of floating there.
Well, that defies the laws of nature.
Does anyone feel anything from it?
As you move into this room, you do get a strange sensation. It is difficult to describe at first, but then you feel as though you're moving very slowly.
Okay.
You don't stop moving, but you just feel like some kind of a weight.
Have any of us ever been under the effect of the slow spell before?
If it's a spell, I could, first of all, that medicate. Second of all,
it's knowledge for when any of us have it, right? That's the
She's
question.
Asking if any of us would
I'm
have
not
that
saying,
knowledge,
oh, my character assumes this. I'm saying, does any of us have exposure to even know that?
That would be an arcana check, I think.
Yeah, probably.
That's up to the DM.
Yeah.
I don't know what this feeling is.
If you want to make an arcana check, they can certainly do that.
On what's going on. I will attempt an arcana check to see what's going on.
I feel far heavier than I should feel.
And I am going ahead and use my inspiration to see if I can
sure.
see
what's
going my on. My atomic this. Weight should not change.
I like your scientific descriptions.
She grew up in a lab.
12.
12?
I'm not very arcanic.
Okay, so you are familiar with the slow spell, and you might make the assumption that this is what is occurring right now, but you're pretty sure that it is local to this room. It's local to whatever this sphere is in the room. You don't feel like you're in any sort of danger. You're not sure why this would be here, what it's doing here, what the purpose of it is, but this object is slowing you down, possibly like the slow spell.
Do we see any other exits from this room? I mean, first of all, question. Yep. Is this the room that we were going towards, or is this that room in between?
That's the room in between.
In between the one. Okay, so are there any other exits to this room that I can see?
Yes, the one where the shaft goes, the hallway goes east, and there's a shaft going up to the circular room.
So yes, it's just like an exit that goes back up again.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so it's like a door on the far side?
Something like this, and then you're going to go like this.
Okay, so it's not like a... It's up at the top of the dome. It's just like a door at the far side.
Correct.
Okay.
You have to keep following the passage east.
So people go east some more.
Yep.
You said there were other floating stones?
Yeah, there's
stone with floating stones around.
Floating stones just kind of like in the air.
All right.
They're not really moving.
Z would slowly walk over and be like, freaky, and check out the stones.
Are you perceptifying or are you investigating?
Probably perceptifying.
Okay, go for it.
I'll help you.
Okay.
Having worked our way up the shaft, she wants to investigate the stones.
Okay, that'll be a 20.
Akko is also interested because scientifically she has never seen this before.
20. This is with perception?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are similar geometric designs on the four stones.
Okay.
And you think that at one time, they were probably all part of this, of like one solid piece, and they have been like broken apart.
Okay.
You know, like if it had the alphabet written on it and it was broken into four pieces, you could tell that it had been all together at one point.
Okay.
So that's what you get from your perception.
Okay. Can I try to put them back together?
If you'd like.
I want to try and put them back together.
Okay.
So he helps you pluck them out of the air.
Yep.
She's about to
so
do
you
it
put
anyway.
Them back together and the. The slow effect seems to go away.
Okay.
Nice.
Otherwise, I was going to cover the orb because that thing was creeping me out. Is the orb still floating?
It's still floating, but you don't feel any sluggishness.
I don't know why
anymore.
You would be creeped out by orbs floating in the middle of large rooms.
It's a dark ball. Why wouldn't she be afraid?
Sorry, that was
the
out of
absence
character.
Of gravity can freak anyone out, I would think. Especially... something of a natural nature that is used to being quite grounded, I would think.
Thank you.
Sorry, that was an out of character joke about the about the last room.
I know it was, but I felt the need to turn that into an in character issue.
Well, too bad.
Bite me.
Okay, slow effects. Good job.
Am I able to take the orb, or is it stuck?
She wants to fondle the ball.
Make
Jesus, John.
make a strength athletics check.
I'll help her.
Try to dislodge it. You want to both grab it?
Yeah, I mean, she should actually help me.
I
actually have a +3.
It's her neck. She's like,
yeah, I know. But still, I'm just saying, I'm not as weak as you might think.
Your idea, I'll help you.
I'm not exactly sure how good an idea that is, actually.
Neither do I think it's a good idea.
I'm not saying that they're smart.
So Z is all about impulsiveness in the first place, and the fact that her straight-laced crystal friend is now on board with it.
17.
And Andy can appreciate that. Mama. However,
17. Okay.
Camera starts to collapse.
So the two of you collectively try to move this thing and it doesn't budge an inch.
Wow. I think it's stuck.
And I turn to
Andy and laugh.
It's very interesting that it would have some sort of pull of gravitation of atoms, and like you see like the GIF meme of like Julia Roberts with all the like math equations like going on around their head. Like she's very confused by they are very confused
so
by this thing.
Is totally hanging from it by just her hands and, like stretching her legs out and kicking it and being like, look my no feet, and she's just being a maniac.
And Aqua's just like confuzzled and discombobulated by the thing and seems to be stuck. So if you want her moving forward, you better.
I think we better get to the circle room. This was fine. Yeah. But...
Well, I want to take one quick look at the dais that
this
these
thing changed her
on.
Atomic weight. She's, you know.
Okay.
See if there's anything like buttons and panels or anything like that on that.
Mm-hmm. Just from a quick look, there doesn't appear to be anything particular.
No. Dais is a dais.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll look like a dais.
He taps her on the shoulder, says, wake up.
What?
You're not moving. Wake up.
Well, I'm awake.
Are you really?
Yes.
Are you still entranced with the ball that's floating in front of you?
Well, I don't understand. I long to understand.
There is much in the world that we cannot understand.
Exactly.
We just have to appreciate it.
Well, I believe that there is much in the world that you do not understand.
And I wouldn't have it any other way. It would be boring if I understood.
Yes, perhaps you are right. We should move on.
Brutal. All right.
Moving on. Okay. Moving on. So you go a little further east.
They continue on and just keep looking back as we go up the east door.
And then you go up and then just slightly east again, and there's a narrow walkway that leads to a circular platform in the center of a perfectly spherical chamber.
So even the floor is circular?
Basically, you come... There's a platform that sticks out from, the side of the spherical room, so you can kind of stand in the room. But the entire ceiling, floor, everything is circular. And there is a... There's what looks like a platinum egg that floats 10 feet above the platform's center. The spherical walls of the chamber seem to absorb all light, giving the impression of standing in completely empty space. I mean, you could still see from the light that you have with you, but it's like you have 10 feet bright and 10 feet dim instead of 20 feet bright and 20 feet dim. The light seems to be getting absorbed.
So it's trying to snuff out my glow stick?
Kind of, but it's not completely snuffing it out. It's just diminishing the light from it.
Is it common knowledge that all the dragons, like, overlording our continent are chromatic, like, colored dragons?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's that's not like you need to make a history check to remember this kind of...
No.
Okay.
No, everyone knows that there are white, blue... There's a white, blue, black, red, and green dragon... That,
no metallic.
Correct.
No metallic,
so correct.
So a platinum egg, but all the dragons are colored?
Well, that is obviously not a dragon egg, so I wonder what kind of egg it is.
I'm walking toward the egg.
Ophelia told us this is where we need to be, so I'm assuming that's what we need to see.
I'm walking towards the egg and turning on Ophelia. All systems go to let Ophelia see what's going on.
Okay.
Data open.
Ophelia comes into your mind and she says...
Comes into my mind.
Dirty. Oh. Really not in character.
Totally mind fucked right there.
And she says, "That is it. I'm not sure what I'm looking at, what you're looking at, but that is the object."
All right. Jinx. You'll meet Dr. Pepper.
Is it big? Is it small enough to fit in our backpack?
It is about like maybe a foot and a half tall, maybe like a foot across at the widest point.
So maybe the tree's backpack.
It's shaped like an egg.
It is shaped like an egg.
And it's about a foot tall, about a foot and a half at its widest point.
All right, Z, let's build a nest.
She's up to grab it. It's okay if the room starts to fall in. I'm sorry.
Okay, Z, we got to build a nest in your hair. Yeah. Get over here.
All right, so Z reaches out, grabs the egg. Mm-hmm. Okay. So as the egg is touched, a vision flashes through all of your minds.
Oh, boy.
You're old.
It is the same vision you've all had before. You see flashes of teeth, claws, and wings. As the vision passes, a strange feeling comes over each of you. It almost feels like you're thrumming with energy. You each have a new ability called the Blessing of Vigor. Once between short rests, you can spend a bonus action to gain temporary hit points equal to 1/4 of your maximum hit points rounded down.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh. But the egg does come free from where it's floating.
Okay.
And Z, you hear Ophelia in your mind. She says, "There may be others that are seeking this object. I would ask that you please return to Shakar as soon as you can, and please keep the egg safe."
All right. We will do that.
We'll do what?
Immediately. Ophelia needs us to get back as quick as possible. She says others might be searching for this, and that we better keep it safe, return as quick as we can. How can we disguise this so it doesn't look like what
I'm
it
kind
is?
Of flexing my shardy fingers.
Just gotta keep it in the bag.
Keep it in the bag.
With the power I feel like I just gained, I can imagine other people would be seeking this.
Yeah. She's gonna try to like wrap it up in like cloaks and stuff and make it look like a giant flask or something on her back, like a big old
sure.
bottle.
Sure, that's fine.
She's a drunkard anyway.
I wonder if I can create a magic item in D&D Beyond and just call it the Blessing of Vigor. So you guys can have it in your material. I'll try after.
Yeah.
After the session,
so
I'll try.
So at least has, like, uses available? That's
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it might appear as a magic item that you put in your inventory.
Short rest refreshing.
Yes. Okay. What is your plan right now?
I'm cold.
Yeah, let's... Do we have any sense of, like, whether it's... when did we arrive here? Did we start climbing down, like, in the morning or at night, or...?
We took a short rest in the yurts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that you've probably been here for a couple of hours.
Okay. I mean,
It's probably, like, late afternoon, early evening, say maybe, like, 4 p.m.
Like, do we think we could get back to town before nightfall?
It took us 3 days to get here.
Yeah. Well, 3 days from the town?
No, 3 days from the original spot where we met them.
Right.
Yeah, you guys, if I'm remembering correctly, the second place that you stopped at was Rhymewood Village. Mm-hmm. I think it was the second place.
Yeah.
You would get there at dark if you left now, but you could get there.
So let's get back. I want the tavern.
Mm.
And we need a warm place to sleep. Well,
yeah. Nice drink.
Yeah. You all need a warm place to sleep.
Okay, so you're heading back to Rhymewood Village?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had completely forgotten that the really cool arm you gave me gives me resistance to cold.
Yes, I even complaining about the cold.
I don't know what your problem is. I'm toasty.
Okay, so as you go back up the excavated pit, and you set out to head back to Ramon Village, we will stop there and we'll do some stars and wishes.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
So, where is my page with stars and wishes? Here we go. So, Greg.
Yes.
Do you have any particular stars or wishes? Stars are things you liked, wishes are things you'd like to see.
I think, if
for stars, I would probably say that it's very cool to see Sarah playing a straight-laced character versus her typical, like, ones that are, like,
crazy? No.
A little bit on the insane side, yes.
Yes.
Like chaos ground ones?
And flip side, it's also, which is the same stars, Kate playing a different kind of character also than archetype. So
being, I think the straight-laced one.
Yes. So, no, being an unstraight-laced
yeah,
character.
Yeah, the fact that you swapped roles.
So I think both of those things are cool. As far as the adventure itself, I'm liking that we don't know a whole lot about our surroundings and what's going on.
Yeah.
And that we're discovering those things as we go.
Okay. Cool. Do you have any wishes of any kind? You don't have to.
No, I don't really have anything.
John, do you have any stars or wishes?
No particular stars. I mean, it was a good session, but nothing really stood out.
Sure.
As for wishes, I wish John would stop trying to force the innuendo joke so much. It's really getting annoying.
Says John himself.
Says John himself. I don't think it's that bad.
I think it's hysterical that she just doesn't get them. I think it's a hilarious dichotomy.
I think for the fact that you and I are usually the ones doing them and going off of each other, the fact that you are making them and I'm trying really hard not to just like jump on board and actually pretend like I'm not getting them, it's a very nice challenge for me.
Well, I'm glad I can
thank you.
Extend your horizons.
Thank you.
Kate, do you have any stars or wishes?
I mean, stars, I enjoyed playing through that whole cavern space. I'm enjoying that we're starting to kind of dig into some of the history of the world.
Sure.
So to speak, and the lore. I think that's fun from the character's eyes. I am very much enjoying Sarah, like more of Sarah's like street-laced character unfolding. And then wishes, I can't think of anything in particular right now. I did give you magic items on my character sheet.
Okay, I will check your list. Sarah, do you have any stars or wishes?
Stars, the three of you just absolutely ragging on Aqua and her just not getting it today was definitely a big, huge star on my roleplay list. I'm loving it so much. Thank you for that and playing with me on that. And I mean, I treat wishes as things that like I wish to see for us as a team and the development of the story. So as far as wishes go, I guess as of right now, I'm really wishing to see like this dichotomy between Z and Andy become even more like fun because they're already starting to have fun together, and I like that a lot. Like, I think it's cool to see like John and Kate team up for once instead of John and I are always like the frickin' frack. Like,
okay.
See if I can lean into that a bit more.
Halfling shoulder rider.
Yeah.
Well, keeps me out of the snow.
We're always the chaos gremlins together, so it's kind of nice to do something different. How about you?
Cool. I mean, I like how the people are starting to work together a little bit and figure out who's good at what and team up for doing like advantage on certain kinds of things. Wishes. I'm not sure if I have any real wishes right now. I mean, I'm going to keep looking at people's characters, looking at their wish lists, seeing if I can find fun and interesting ways to put magic items into the game. And, you know, I have a bunch of plot ideas that I'm hoping that I can execute in ways that are fun and interesting. So I guess that's about it. So let's say goodnight to the listeners.
Goodnight, listeners.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review anywhere this podcast can be found. Our social media links, plus additional content, can be found on our website at knightsofroleplay.com. Please tell your friends about Knights of Roleplay, an adventuring podcast, and spread the word through social media. Your help and support are greatly appreciated.